Yes, we just closed from a ceremony in which he formally introduced his running mate, who is his current vice president, Pakwe Sibakwin Emisahata, to the party faithful at the National Theatre in Accra. It was a unanimous decision by the Council of Elders and the National Executive Committee of the party. I was present this morning at the NEC meeting where a motion was tabled to either endorse or not to endorse his nomination or his selection, but it was overwhelming. And so we have a running mate. We have a running mate in His Excellency Vice President Pakwesi Bakwe Emisahata for the 2012 elections on behalf of the NDC.
Well, Honorable Bafo, what does he bring to the ticket, especially when?
Oh, he brings a great sense of gravitas, of experience, of professionalism, of knowledge, because he's been part and parcel in one way or the other over the past 20 years or more of the economic management team of government. He's been very much in tune with economic policies that all governments of Ghana have undertaken over the years. He's a professional. He's a very quiet, very astute individual. And I think he brings, as I said, a sense of gravitas, a sense of professionalism to the ticket. I'm not saying that His Excellency the President doesn't have all these attributes, but he reinforces those attributes with this selection of Pakwesi as his running mate.
Well, Honorable, some have expressed concern that whilst he was the governor of the Bank of Ghana, he was unable to stabilize the CD against the dollar, and so they're criticizing him for that.
The thing is that there has always been a certain unnerving trend for the CD to lose value in election years. But I must admit that he's done a great job this time. We've arrested the slide of the CD through prudent economic measures. And so therefore, you know, look at the triumphs within the past 2.5 years that the Bank of Ghana has chalked. And so I think that is a non-starter of an argument when it relates to him. You understand? It's to be expected. I mean, that there'll be a certain evaluation of the CD because of certain perceptions. But gradually, we are removing those perceptions from the minds of investors and people who deal in the money markets in reality.
Now, let me ask you, the issue of overheated rhetoric that sometimes creates some form of tension ahead of the election, what is your government or your party going to do about this to ensure the elections are devoid of violence?
As you know, I'm the Minister of Information, and I'm also a candidate in the elections. I've sworn never to insult my opponents or to use unsavory language. And that is also the policy and the tome of the president himself and the party. We're trying very hard to reduce the tensions that come about during elections in Ghana. And I think that with interventions from NGOs and civil society organizations, we will triumph. I think Ghanaians realize the importance of stability, peace, and goodwill in the country. And I think that we will get there very, very easily because a lot of people, well-meaning people, a lot of people who are concerned are doing things to reduce the tension in the country in relation to partisan politics.